This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing? What's the crack?
Listen, I'm wrecked. I'll tell you that much. That was a very stressful show.
You did so good.
Thanks, Mom.
It was Dave essentially on his own because I actually don't know how to do anything in radio. Famously, very much a personality hire. So like Dave was absolutely sweating trying to run the whole desk by himself, trying to produce the show by himself. And I was just sitting here being like, can I help with anything? Is there anything I can do?
Can like, I give like a sarcastic comment?
Yeah. Do you want me to fill up your Stanley or something? I can't. I offer nothing. So that was exhausting in a way for me, you know?
Yeah. No, you had a tough day too.
I just had to feel useless. It's hard.
Tell me about last night, because we obviously went for pints last night. And we did. I think I had five. Well, I had four and a half.
Yeah, because the last time
I was in bits.
So I think I had three, which is a lot for me. Guinness as well. So it really kind of like, it just hits you hard. And then, but it was a free bar.
Yeah.
You don't want to let that go to waste. And the girl was coming around being like, any more? And I was like, I'll get a glass. And Dave said, I'll get a glass as well. And she just completely ignored him and brought him another pint.
Brought me a pint.
So, okay. So then Cherry Comedy was also on at the comedy club that I run on a Thursday night. Cherry Comedy, Whelan's. Get tickets at cherrycomedy.ie every Thursday. And two girls pulled out. Aoife Dunn, who's a real
big... You're naming shaming.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's grand. No, she actually has a real bad eye infection at the moment. And she's been putting up stories about it. And it's it looks bad. So to be fair to her. And then Ashley Bentley. No shade. I'm sure, you know, she's sick. I love Ashley. It's grand. No worries. So... one person pulling out, and I was texting Dwayne and I was like, you're not expecting me to stand in, are you? And he was like, no, I'll get Richie, who's another guy. He's a great comedian and he works in Whelan, so he'd always be on hand.
Okay.
He used to run Cherry with us as well, so like that's ideal. And then Dwayne texted and was like, Ashley pulled out as well. And I was like, please don't make me do it. It's kind of like, it's like you, when you wake up, when you have that nightmare that you're running, doing the Leaving Cert again.
Yeah.
And also, Callum was in the audience.
Oh, like not in your dream, in real life.
In real life.
Producer Callum was in the audience.
Producer Callum was in the audience. And I mean, it was fine. I think it was fine. I would never even have one drink before a gig. Like, I just don't, because like, I feel like it makes me sloppy and I'm nervous enough as it is. It makes me more nervous.
Right.
So, but I did like 12 minutes, because normally that spot would be 15. And Dwayne was like, you can do less, because he's always fucking waffling on when he opens the show.
Yeah.
So that was fine. It was all good. I left immediately after me. I got taco fries in Wow Burger.
Nice.
And I went home and watched Celebrity Gogglebox and then I went to bed.
Oh, nice.
It was perfect.
I went like, I FaceTimed Pippa as soon as I got home.
Aww.
And then I just went, like, crawled into bed.
Well done.
Fantastic.
No, that's good. And there's a phenomenon in Irish comedy. It's called getting Angolo'd.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought he performed last night.
He did perform.
Or Martin Angolo.
Martin Angolo. So when you get Angolo'd, any Irish comedian listening knows, it, which I'm sure is all of you, it means Martin Angolo was on the show and you were obliged to stay for pints with him.
Okay.
He just has a power over people. So Dwayne got Angolo'd last night. He didn't get home till about 3:30 in the morning.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And like, he's so wrecked. He was in Liverpool during the week.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's been doing loads of bits, and today was like his day to chill. And he said he just got a text. He's supporting Shane Daniel Byrne in Waterford tonight.
Dwayne is?
Yeah. Do it, Wayne.
Fuck, so he has to go down to Waterford.
Yeah. Oh. The hustle never stops.
Nightmare. I went Northern Irish, you went Scottish. I like
What's
it.
The diff?
They're
brothers.
Nightmare?
They're sisters, not twins, is
they
what
are,
we say.
Yeah.
1038 Dublin. Dublin.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. 7:02 on the 30th of May, 2025. You're with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Good morning. This has been Fully Charged.
Good morning.
Happy Friday, by the way.
Happy Friday. Literally just you and me today.
Yeah.
I feel like the
no
bold
Callum,
kids in the class.
No, Emma.
No, nothing.
Do you feel like the good kids, the bowl kids?
Bowls.
I think we're the good kids. We showed
up. Yeah, actually, it would have been nice for the rest of you guys to make it. And especially feeling a bit nervy after my first work event.
Hey, congratulations.
Night. Thank you. My first dalliance with the wider Bauer family.
Yes.
As we like to say, around here, we're all family. And there was little drinks to celebrate Mayhem on Today FM, that ending. So me and Dave were invited.
We were invited because we helped out Paula McSweeney do a little thing. She does the night out show on Today FM, and she needed to do a little bit of Mayhem for Dave Moore's show.
And we said, absolutely, yeah, Paula. Sure, that's no problem. We'll be there. So, yeah. So I was so nervous going in. Obviously, I was texting Dave frantically before, being like, where are you? Obviously, then I arrived late. But it's kind of like, do you ever remember that, like, teenage disco thing where you're like, I don't want to be the first person to walk in.
Yeah, I'm not walking
in
alone.
I'm not going in first. So I walked in alone, but you were already there, thank God. And we were all sitting in the dark, which I thought was a weird.
It's a weird bar. Like,
they
for some reason the lights are down on -4.
Just in that area though, like whenever we left to like go to the bathroom or like go up in order, it was like, oh my God, everywhere else is bright. You can see each other's faces. But yeah, it was good.
And by the way, if you're thinking like, I wonder how she did at the drinks, she did very well.
I was up dancing on the table whether people wanted it or not at 4 p.m. and then the Cherry Comedy, the comedy show I run Thursday nights at Whelan's, cherrycomedy.ie for tickets, was on, and two comedians pulled out.
I
had to go on stage. And producer Callum was in the audience.
Oh, wow.
It was like a show of Naked to School Nightmare version. But we started out.
So a very interesting night for you, and I went straight home to bed.
You're very good.
It was great.
Yeah.
We
love it.
Get ready for the show, because as I said, we're the good kids.
Run around. We're just us good kids
we're
today.
We're the best little boys. All day, all day, all day.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Speaking of Jamie and Faye, I see that they did this story last night. They talked about Mamma Mia 3.
Oh, very good.
Potential of Mamma Mia 3, right? It's kind of, apparently it's kind of in the works, or it could be in the works, or it could potentially be in the works. Hasn't officially been greenlit or started filming yet or anything like that, but the creative team basically said they have a script and plan to reunite the original cast, even possibly bringing back Meryl Streep, which I don't understand, because didn't she, like, spoiler alert, die?
Did she? I've never watched the full thing.
Did her character not die or something? Maybe. I've never watched it either, but I just thought maybe she did.
Okay. It seems not on brand for the film. It's very feel good.
That's
she
true.
Die?
That's what, but like, well, I listen. Just listen. I'm going to be real with you, Fee. I put this into ChatGPT. And so it was like, how's she going to come back?
It's that kind of morning, guys.
It's that kind of a morning. We've loads to be done.
We do.
So hold on. Did Meryl Streep die in Mamma Mia?
I'm shook if she did.
I don't know.
Maybe in Mamma Mia 2. Was it like she died and then they do something new? Cher comes back?
I think she did. If someone knows Mamma Mia, will you please?
Oh, I'd say people are raging listening to this.
Listen, I've never seen it. I've never ever watched it. I refuse.
I've seen loads of clips, and I think I've watched like 3/4 of the first film and then I fell asleep. But not in a bored way. I feel so content. This is wrapping me up like a warm blanket. It's time for me to sleep. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Love and light to all Mamma Mia fans.
But listen, we'll get back to if she died or not. I don't know. Maybe she did. 0877-1038. Let us know. But producer Judy Kramer says the movie will happen, and there's growing buzz about a certain someone joining the cast. That person is Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she's a longtime ABBA fan and could play a new character connected to Meryl Streep's, possibly even Sophie's daughter, if the story jumps forward in time. Amanda Seyfried, apparently, obviously Amanda Seyfried is in this. She's voiced her support, saying she's on board if Sabrina plays her daughter, which I think is really, really cute.
Ooh.
But honestly, I look at Sabrina and I think, yeah, you are made for Mamma Mia.
Do you think?
Like, made for it.
I just can't imagine her in the, like, traditional, like, in the, like, you know, paired back, like, Grecian, like, no makeup, like, getting it. She'll be stunning, but I just feel like she's always, like, big curly blow dry, massive 7-inch heels, sequins-y bodysuit. I can't picture her out of that right now, but I'm sure, of course, she'd be amazing.
And not the flowy dresses and kind of stuff like that.
Yeah,
I get what you mean. So I just think, like, she has, like, you know, the blonde hair, she's got the voice, she's got the look. I don't know, I think she'd be quite good for it.
I know, yeah.
But
yeah,
if you don't think she'd be perfect for it, I have another list of celebrities who I think have a certain look, and that look would go perfectly in a certain movie franchise.
Ooh, I love this.
So like a celebrity and the movie franchise that they'd perfectly fit into. Okay.
Thank you.
Hoser.
Yes.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I mean, it writes itself.
He looks like he lives in a forest. He's friends with woodland creatures, loves going on adventures.
Yes, exactly. He probably already has the elf ears himself. 100%. He wouldn't even need to.
Jason Momoa, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being, he's very handsome, but he's scary.
Yeah.
Perfect, a perfect pirate.
That kind of man.
Your kind of guy.
Very good.
Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, yeah.
Twilight.
Oh, 100%.
Right? He's handsome, very but he's good. Pale and he looks like he doesn't sleep.
No, and he looks like he glitters anyway.
Oh, 100%.
100%.
Yeah, definitely. That could be Kylie's glitter, though.
Kylie Cosmetics.
Paul Mescal. Braveheart.
Yeah.
So he did like the gladiator thing. He has that rugged look. And I think the gladiator was perfect for him. But get him out of Rome, put him in Scotland.
Yeah, and you wouldn't even need to change up his like workout regime. The bod is ready. Just put on the blue face
100%.
Paint.
100%.
Zendaya. Yeah.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Obviously she did Dune, which is like alien-y.
Yes.
You know, different world.
Sci-fi-esque.
Yeah, but I think she's so physically perfect that she may as well be a robot, so we could call her Z3PO.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I love it.
Saoirse Ronan, I don't know why it came to me, Narnia.
Yeah.
I just put her in there.
Yeah. She kind of has that mystical vibe.
Exactly.
But also a little bit dangerous. Don't take the Turkish delights off her.
David Beckham, James Bond.
Ooh.
I know he's a bit old. I know he doesn't act. Ooh. Who cares? You know you'd watch it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It just makes sense. Yeah.
And then Jack Black, Thor.
All right.
I think he could be like Thor's weird cousin or something like that. That's what.
I love it. That was absolutely stunning. And please let us know, is Meryl Streep okay?
Yeah. If anyone knows about Meryl Streep's character in Mamma Mia, is she good?
So I was lamenting yesterday serious wrongdoing to me here in this office.
Oh yeah, almost work hazing.
But way worse.
Yeah.
Honestly, the guards are to be rang.
It's bullying.
It's bullying. I brought in my beautiful mug from home, which I've brought into all my workplaces just so I can have a bit of comfort in the office. It's a mug I got in a charity shop on Camden Street a few years ago. It's got a little rocking horse on the front. It's kind of Christmassy, but not really. Everywhere I go, it always gets loads of compliments.
Huh.
And now it's gone.
Okay.
So maybe I just shouldn't have done something as crazy as leaving it in a press in the kitchen.
Yes.
That was my first mistake.
So why are you bringing this today? Did you find it?
No, but I was just thinking, like, have you seen it? Or like,
are you going to bring this story every day?
Until we find it. I'm reunited with my mug.
Oh my God. Okay. We could. Have you tried the third floor?
No, I'm a little bit scared.
Because it's news talk?
I don't know. I don't want to be rooting around down there. And I feel like their kitchen is a bit more exposed. People can see me from their desk.
That's true. It's not its own room.
No.
It's kind of just there.
It's exposed.
Yeah.
It's open plan. Dermot Bannon would love it down there.
How do you feel about doing like a live documentary of the third floor where we ring you and you can go down to the third floor, just because I'm kind of getting bored of the story now. I need to know if your mug is in the building or if it's gone or what's the story.
Okay.
So if we could just find your mug.
Okay, but I'm doing the show right now.
I'll ring you here.
Oh.
And you can go down to the third floor.
Right.
On the phone and just, well, tell us what the third floor is like, because I refuse to go down there. It's
like
terrifying.
I'm Roman Kemp.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
Ross Kemp.
Ross Kemp. Roman. I was watching Gogglebox with him and Roman last night.
Yeah, you be Ross Kemp.
I'll be
on
Ross.
The third floor.
And you be Roman. And
you got
ring
your
me.
Phone?
Okay, yeah, I've got my phone. Oh my God. Okay, bye.
Well, pick it up first.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, amazing. Off you pop now. Down
okay,
the third
I'm
floor to you.
I'm going
straight
downstairs.
To that kitchen.
Oh my God. It feels so serious.
I think it should be fine. It's quite it shouldn't be too busy. It's just gone.
No, it's really busy.
Oh no, 25 past 7. I thought no one would be
so
here.
So many people. Here.
Okay, who's there? Anyone
and there's
famous?
Someone in the bathroom. And there's everyone. Pat Kenny, the Taoiseach. Oh God, no. There's like 45 people in this kitchen. It's, 3. Okay.
Say hello to them.
No, I'm so scared.
Ask them if they've seen your mug.
I can't. No, they're all have like masters and stuff. No, they're so clever. Okay.
So it's going.
Oh, hey, Niamh, how are you? Nice to see you. How are things?
Oh, it's going well then.
I'm on the phone to Spin. I came down here to see a mug of mine is here by accident.
You're getting distracted here,
yeah,
Fiona.
I know. Yeah. It's got a rocking horse on it. Yeah.
Okay, so she's now just asking people.
I've found help.
Is she helping you?
Thank you. She's, oh my God, there it is!
Stop.
Oh my god. Neva has like 14 mugs in her hand. Thank you so much.
You found it.
I found it. Well, Neve found it. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Okay,
oh my god.
Fiona, get back up here with your mug.
Here. I'm coming.
And put an air tag on it.
Yeah, literally. Oh my god. My nerves.
You'd really know producer Callum isn't here today, wouldn't you?
I just shouldered the Healy Rays trying to get back up there quick enough.
You're back in studio. Oh, well done.
I can't believe that. I cannot believe.
Show me the mug.
Here it is. Do you think it's nice?
It's so Christmassy.
Isn't it? Do you think it's too Christmassy?
A little bit, yeah.
It does have holly and stuff on it.
So did someone steal it?
Yeah, and it was buried deep in that cupboard. Okay. But yeah, Neve, I used to work with her at Road Watch. And she was like, hey, girl. And I'm like, please help me find this mug.
Right, we found it. Woo! Crystal, the days. This Yay! Is spin.
Happy Friday, indeed.
Happy Friday. I've been seeing a lot of buses with advertisements for a new movie.
Okay.
With Jackie Chan.
Oh, yes.
And it's called Karate Kid Legends.
Right.
I know nothing about this. However, I do know that on the bus is a picture of Jackie Chan and then some other people. I think there was like the main, one of the main characters from the original Karate Kid.
Right.
Is on it. How can they talk about Karate Kid Legends without my boy, Jaden Smith? How is he not on the poster?
So
have
true.
You seen that movie?
I can't say I have, but I can tell it. It's. I can tell you're passionate about it.
Jaden Smith. His family, his mother moves him to China.
Right.
And he starts getting bullied in his new school.
Yeah.
And so he has to learn how to do karate, basically.
Karate,
yes. Yeah. Thank you for using the government name. karate. And Justin Bieber sings Never Say Never, Ever.
That's what that song's from.
Yes, pick it up.
Oh, incredible.
It's so good. It is, honestly, you know the way you love Titanic? I love Karate Kid.
Oh.
With
okay.
Jaden Smith.
Just that one?
Just with Jaden Smith.
Okay, and you haven't seen any of the others?
No, I haven't actually seen the original, which is probably like blasphemy. I'm probably not allowed to say that.
Yeah, the Karate Kid's purists would be raging
at
you.
Go mad.
All I remember is there was the ad on TV for it. I think because I think they were playing Karate Kid on Comedy Central and they did like such a good remix.
On Comedy Central, like, but it's not funny.
No, it's not. It's very, very serious. But it was like they did a remix of like all the directions that the like master like taught being like catch, fly with fist. And it was like a bit of a like remix. And it was kind of like kept like clipping between him trying to catch the fly and do all the other stuff. And it was a banger.
Very good. So in Karate Kid with Jaden Smith, it's he has to hang up his coat.
Okay.
And take it down.
Okay.
And hang it up. And that's him doing the whole kind of like stop.
That's very good.
It's very good. It's if you watch one thing this weekend, make it be the Karate Kid, but specifically with Jaden Smith. Don't worry about the rest of them. How can you say Legends without adding him into it? I'm genuinely being dead serious. This week on the show, we got prizes to give away. This is your last chance for this. We're giving you €200 IKEA vouchers. You can save money and collect points every time you shop, eat or attend an event at IKEA by unlocking all the fab rewards they have to offer. See IKEA.ie for more. On to play is Jamie. How are you this morning, Jamie?
I'm good. I'm just on my way to work.
What do you do?
Very good.
I'm a merchandiser.
Can you be more specific? Are you allowed to be more specific?
What kind of merch do you guys?
You can't be more specific. Oh, is it a clothing brand?
It's alcohol.
Right.
Well, do you know what? We don't need you to be more specific.
Say less, King.
Say less. All right, and Jamie, the €200 IKEA voucher, what would you spend it on?
I'm actually doing up my house at the minute, so it would be helpful. I don't know what I'd spend it on now.
And what's your aesthetic in the house? Is it like modern, sleek, cottage core?
It's up to her now, to be honest.
Yeah, that's the correct answer. Well
Very
done,
good, Jamie.
That is.
All right, well, let's see if we can get you that €200 IKEA voucher. There's 30 seconds on the clock, and we have a load of €50 vouchers hidden around the studio. All you have to do is choose who you want to search for them, myself or Fiona. Dave or Fiona. Choose, Jamie.
I'll go with you, Dave.
You go with me? All right, here we go. 30 seconds on the clock, and...
Hang on now. Let me set the clock.
I have it here.
You have
30 seconds on the clock. And I'm going to start searching now.
Okay, Dave is running around the room. He's already found one. Woohoo! That was kind of tucked in between a wall. He's looking around. He found another behind the mic live sign. He found one behind a computer. There is one left. I would just say, is that anything? Have you read anything good recently? Anything? Yeah. He found them all. All right, with no help from me.
Well
done, Dave.
As well. You got four, Jamie. You have won yourself a €200 IKEA voucher.
Happy days. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing. Have a great day, Jamie.
Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good luck, Jamie. So that's it. We don't have to run around studios anymore.
No, we don't. Unless we just want to do it for our own fitness. A few jumping jacks in the morning.
Do a quick 5K in the studio.
Ah, yeah, no bother.
Can do. No problem.
1038. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hey, good morning. 3 minutes past eight. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. We're Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Yes, we are. Just me and Dave today. But it's okay. We're doing well. We're getting
there. Callum, no Emma.
Okay, I know.
No fire.
Crazy. We don't need those other guys. No, we do. Please come back on Monday. I'm having a bit of a dilemma at the moment. So my hair, I was talking about it a few weeks ago on the show. It was really blonde. I got it dyed brown. It's looking great. So it's at this stage now where it's an awkward length and I don't know what to do with it and I just hate it.
Okay.
But my hairdresser said I'm not allowed to get it cut back into a bob until after my wedding.
I love the way you look at your hairdresser like your mom.
She was like, it doesn't suit you. Your head looks like a block. Your hair is too thick. You're not having a bob for your wedding. And now, like, when I look at everyone else's bob on Instagram, I'm so jealous. So I feel like I'm just like tying mine up because I don't know what to do.
Okay.
I'm already self-conscious about it, already paranoid.
Right.
I took my hair out of my ponytail when I got home from work the other day because it's kind of sore. I'd imagine, let go. And my partner, Dwayne, was like, do you want to take one guess who he said I looked like?
When you're with your hair down.
Yeah, but it's like kind of like looks a bit mad because it's been up in a ponytail all day.
Miss Trunchbull.
Val Kilmer. R.I.P. and all. He just passed away recently. But now I just can't like look at myself without seeing that. I don't know what to do. Like, why? Why is it so easy for some girls?
Oh, Dwayne, that was a bad move.
No, I'm never going to forget that. It's going to be in my wedding vows.
I Val, thank you, Dwayne. Welcome on into one of my favourite parts of the week. This is specifically where I get to rank some of my favourite things. Some of my favourite things are very niche, and this week is absolutely no different. This is Dave Ranks. In the past, I have done Phineas and Ferb songs. I have done transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes. This week, it's all about this. To Dave Ranks, lines from Titanic.
Yes, I have been waiting for this. This is what I didn't know I needed, but now I need it like I need oxygen.
Oh yeah, and the reason I'm doing this today is because Emma and Callum don't care about Titanic, whereas me and Fiona love Titanic.
I can't believe they don't care. How can you not care?
I think they're just apathetic to it. Like, they're just kind of like, nah.
That's sick to me.
It is, yeah, I agree. So I've decided to rank some of my favourite lines from Titanic. If you like Titanic as much as me and Fiona do, you're going to love this. Although, it could be quite contentious.
It could.
It could be, very much so. What I look for in my favourite lines are accent.
Right, yeah.
Timing.
Yes.
And funniness.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? Those are what I'm looking for.
All important credentials.
So I'm sorry, but spoiler alert, there will be no, I'm the king of the world!
I know, that's a real basic.
That's
like
a crap basic line.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We love it, like, good for you, but it's not a line that you would be like, you wouldn't be quoting it with your friends.
So here's the
vibe. That's a good disclaimer though.
Yeah, here's the vibe for Dave Ranks' lines from Titanic. In number five, in fifth place, is towards the very start of the movie, and it's with old Rose.
Yes.
As an old woman. And the man is doing a Titanic explainer.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
With what happened to Titanic. And he kind of just uses AI to show what happens.
Yeah.
And he says this.
Stern rises up, slow at first and faster until finally she's got her whole ass is sticking up in the air. And that's a big ass. We're talking 20, 30,000 tons.
And that's a big ass.
Yes.
Fifth place.
Oh, sorry, that was such modern technology for back
it
then.
Really
Can we
was.
Say 1997?
Yeah, huge. Fantastic. Amazing. We move on to fourth place. This is when the upper classes start taking the lifeboats.
Oh, I love how you're playing with the... You're doing a non-linear time.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Oh, no, it's completely all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
The upper classes are starting to get into the lifeboats and Rose's mother says something crazy and Rose responds perfectly.
Will the lifeboats be seated according to class? Oh, mother. Shut up.
Oh,
shut
yes.
up! It hits.
There's
perfectly.
Venom in that. Yeah. It's the what's the word? The staccato.
Yeah.
Shut up. Yes, Rose.
Number three is a bit of a rogue choice. We're into the top three of Dave Ryan's lines from Titanic. It's a little bit rogue, but it's after the boat is really sinking at this point.
Yeah.
And we kind of we're dealing with the main villain. Cal.
Oh, yes, Cal. Oh, I hope it's what I think it is.
I think it is what you think, but no one else would think this. Third place is this.
I put the diamond in the coat.
I put the coat on her!
That is probably my favourite line.
Is that your favourite line? I put the coat on her!
I love it. I love it. But, like, there's so many great ones, but that's just a bit of a stim for me.
Okay, yeah. So, you say that's a stim for you. I put the coat on her!
Yeah.
But this, number two, is definitely a stim for me.
Okay.
It's when Mr. Andrews, who, by the way, we got an honourable mention, Mr. Andrews, especially when Rose calls him. Mr. Andrews, please!
I saw the iceberg and I see it in your eyes. And also the extra fake Irish accent they make him put on. I think that
He's
actor
Canadian.
Is all right. Oh, right.
He's Canadian.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And he puts on this Irish accent.
It's so bad.
In second place is when one of the guys finds out, he says, this boat can't sink. And this is what Mr. Andrews says.
But this ship can't sink.
She's made of iron, sir. I assure you, she can.
I assure you, she can.
Oh, that's Mr. Bruce's mate.
Fantastic.
This ship is made of iron, she can't. Or this ship can't sink. And he's in his little
She's
posh
made of
PJs.
Iron, sir.
I assure you, she can.
That is the Irish keeping
the
you Irish, humble, bro.
Irish brogue.
Yes.
It's just perfect. But it is not number one. Number one. First place for Dave Ranks, lines from Titanic. You know it, Fiona.
Oh, I do.
It's at the very start of the movie.
Yes.
When Jack wins his ticket to Titanic.
I go to America.
No, mate. Titanic go to America in 5 minutes.
Yes. Snubbed for the Oscar, that actor.
It
he
is
carried that film on his back.
Stunning. Just that line. No, mate, Titanic go to America
in 5 minutes. Oh, sorry. I have to say, like, we were feeling a bit tired in here this morning. Energy was a bit low. I feel elated. I could run a marathon right now.
No, mate, Titanic go to America in 5 minutes.
So I always feel so left out when there's a bit of discourse or lore online that I just am not privy to at all, that I don't know the main players and I don't hugely know why people care about it.
Right.
So I'm hoping you can maybe help me with this. Okay, so Maneskin.
Yes.
Eurovision 2021 Italian winners.
My favourite winners.
Are they?
In the last 10 years, I'd say.
Okay, because no, they did. The song was an absolute banger.
Se
la fine
le cazza, le me le masse le loro.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, no, I love it. And so now the singer... Demanio
David,
is that correct? He's gone solo. He's brought out his solo album.
I heard this.
And what's the word on the ground among Maneskin fans? Let me go out and just catch the live reaction of a stan.
I think the reaction is like, he shouldn't have left. He shouldn't have gone out on his own. And the main reaction is, it's not that great.
Really?
Like, the stuff isn't really... It's not Maneskin's vibe.
Fine,
it's like he took Maneskin and was like a huge rock band and then he's just kind of doing like ha-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da.
Which is also has a place in the world. I was on Reddit this morning, like on this like Maneskin Reddit thread. And thank you. Sometimes it is where I go for real information, okay? Unfiltered, with no prejudice. And so I was like...
Like the media.
Fake news. Plan. Pandemic, no, sorry. And I know. So there was like a thread about Demanio going out on his own. And the person who started this thread was like, I get that everyone in the band is doing their own stuff at the moment. Like the drummer is doing this and the DJ girl is off doing this. And all the comments were like, I have never read a thread and wanted to touch grass more. They're like the extent to which you care about these people.
God.
So I was like, okay, maybe I'm not alone. Maybe people aren't as heightened. Let's for context, listen to the Maneskin song, the winning song.
Oh. one of my favourites.
That is feels special, yeah, to be fair. Class. It does. It feels like a moment in history. Okay, now let's listen to Demanio's song. Ah, no.
Oh, it's very Ollie Murs.
Not the shooby-dooby-doo.
Yeah, so like one of those things that people shouldn't come out on their own.
I feel like that's kind of rock in itself. Yeah. How different he does it. Do you think people shouldn't come out on their own?
I'm just like, look at what's his name, Ollie Alexander in Years and Years.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah.
He went out on his own
and he kind of flopped at Eurovision.
Really
didn't
work.
He?
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I mean, as listeners can tell, I've been slowly whittling down the numbers here in studio. I've gotten rid of Emma. I've gotten rid of Callum, and now there's just me left. So I've been thinking, like, what would the show be like if it was just the Fiona show? And I thought, you know what, it's funnier if Dave does that.
Yeah.
So I assigned you a little task,
yeah,
of producing what would be just the Fiona show, which I think is what people want to hear. If yes, you want to weigh in on this, 0877111038, please, if you want it to be just the Fiona show. And let me see, what have you brought for me?
Okay, so this is Fully Charged with Fiona. Thank you so much. Okay, guys, okay, it's coming up after the break. Okay, so I can't actually, sorry, that's crazy. Okay, no, here we go. Okay, so have you seen this thing? It was in the news. Oh, you have seen it. Okay, fantastic. Listen, this is Fully Charged with Fiona, Fully Fiona, and thank you so much. And we just like really appreciate it. Girl, no, seriously. And thanks a million. Have a fantastic day. Bye.
I think that is incredible radio.
Yeah.
Fully Fiona.
Fully
it produces
Fiona.
Itself.
Yeah, yeah.
Thoughts?
I listen. I would listen.
But you know what? I did one for you as well, yeah, Dave, just so you wouldn't feel left out. Do you want to give
fully
it a little go?
With just Dave.
With just Dave.
Ooh.
How you getting on? Hi, it's David Hammond here on Spin. I'm broadcasting from my back garden on top of the Sunland where I'm watching squirrels eat out of the bird feeder. It's very wholesome here. In the meantime, I'll be texting influencers and seeing if they'll text me back, and I'll be doing all that from my phone. How many things can I fit on the back of my phone? I've got so much stuff on the back of my phone and I'm about to have more. Okay, up next on Spin, it's Glory, Glory, Man United. Lock in.
Oh, you added in a tune as well. Oh, mother of
Banger.
God. What now? Come on.
So why did I commit?
What's with the accent? What's with the Dundalk, Cavan, loud accent?
It was meant to be like Drada.
But it ended up
being kind of Welsh towards the end. I think I was in a rush to get this over the line.
We always say, like, oh, we see ourselves very differently to how we actually are.
Yeah, yeah.
I obviously hear myself very differently to how I actually am, because I must have a real strong, loud accent, do I?
You don't at all, but you just talk about Drada. So I was like, okay, let's do something creative here. And now I'm slightly regretting my decision.
Oh, well, I love it.
Thank you, Dave.
Fully Charged.
Thanks, Dave. Hi.
Where's the MC, Bees and Honey? Show me love, show me love, show me love, show me love.
Yes.
So good. You're on Spin 103. We are Emma, Dave and Fiona. Oh, ready for the chaos to commence.
Okay.
This is the shortest quiz. We started this on the shortest day of the year a couple of years ago. We decided to do it on the last Friday of every single month. It's absolute chaos on the radio. If you want to get in at any point, it's the word short in a WhatsApp to 0877 11103. You come on, you answer a really short quiz question, you will win an IMC cinema pass.
All right.
Actually, do you know what? We'll throw in two.
Ooh.
Passes. All right. Are you ready for your first quiz?
I think so,
quiz,
yeah.
All right, let's start ringing people.
Hello?
Ruth, good morning. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Yes. All hello. Right. Ruth, good days.
Hi.
Ruth, spell no.
N-O.
Yay.
Well done. Yes, Ruth.
Congratulations, Ruth. You've just won yourself some IMC cinema passes. Have a great day. Got a blast.
Goodbye.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Love you guys.
Aww.
Calling you, Hazel. Your number ends in 2-8.
Hello.
Hazel, good morning. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Good morning, Hazel.
Morning.
All right, what does Homer say?
Don't.
Yay!
Hazel.
Congratulations. IMC Cinema passes on
thank
the way
you
to
you.
Thank
you very much.
Good
yay.
Luck. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Calling you, Maria. Your number ends in 88.
All right.
Hello.
Maria, good morning. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Hello, Maria.
Morning.
All right,
hi.
Maria. Ghost noise.
Boo.
Yay!
By the skinnier teeth, Maria. Skinnier teeth. IMC Cinema passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Very good. Bye,
bye,
Maria.
Bye.
Calling you now, Sandra. Your number ends in 2-1.
Hello, Sandra.
Sandra, good morning. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Morning, Sandra.
Hiya, how are you?
All right, something you read.
A book?
Yay! Well done. That's it, Sandra.
Congrats, Sandra. Obviously, someone passes on the way to you.
Love
have a great
show.
Day. Thanks,
Yay,
Sandra.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye.
Domas, good morning. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Good morning, Domas.
Hey.
Hey.
Type of car?
BMW.
Yeah, perfect.
Ooh, classy.
Why not, Domas? You've just got yourself IMC Cinema passes. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye.
Calling you now, Katie. Your number ends in 26.
Come on, Katie.
Morning.
Katie, good morning. Katie. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
How are you? All right, Katie. Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter's drink.
Espresso.
Yay!
Ah, very good.
Quick as a flash.
Very
well
good,
done, Katie.
IMC Cinema Pass is on the way to you. Have a great day.
Perfect. Thank you.
Bye. One more.
One more. Okay. And lastly, we're calling you now, Derek. Number ends in 2-1.
How are you, Derek?
Hello.
Derek, good morning. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
We're good. Derek, any emoji?
Poo.
Yeah, why not, Derek? Why not? You've just won yourself IMC Cinema Passes. Have a great day, Derek.
Thanks, Derek.
Thank you very much, guys.
Bye. My God.
Poo really tickled me.
That was good. So there's your first shortest quiz. Do you know what? Will we do it again?
Okay, let's do it again.
All right, so if you want to play short in a WhatsApp, if we ring you, turn your radio down in the background. All right, short in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Really short quiz questions, really short answers. Lady Gaga, Abracadabra, this is Spin. Good morning. Love it. Dolce. Anxiety. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and it is the time for the shortest quiz. This is where we ring you, ask you a really short quiz question. You will give us a really short answer. You'll win IMC Cinema Passes. It's Woo-hoo. Carnage on the radio. If we ring you, make sure and turn your radio down in the background. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. All right, calling you now, Sharon. Your number ends in 01.
Hey, Sharon.
Hello.
Sharon, good morning. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Morning, Sharon.
Hi.
All right, a county in Ireland.
Sorry?
County oh, in God. Ireland.
Kildare.
Kildare,
Yay!
Very good,
very
Sharon.
Good.
Congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sharon.
Bye.
Calling you now, Tony. Your number ends in 7-3.
How are you, Tony?
Tony, good morning. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Morning, Tony.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. We can hear you, Tony. All right, here we go. Here's your question. Train sound.
Beautiful Tony.
You've just got yourself IMC Cinema Passes. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Bye, Tony.
Calling you Emilio. Your number ends in 1-6.
Ooh, Emilio.
Hey.
Emilio, good morning. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Hi, Emilio. All right, what's something that rings?
I'm sorry, what?
Something that rings.
Onion rings.
Hey!
Onion rings.
Very good. Yeah, perfect. And then phone. Either is great. Rings. We love it.
Onions do ring. Emilio, congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Thank you very much, guys.
Have a great day. Calling you now, Leanne. Your number ends in 9-6.
Hello.
Leanne, good morning. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Morning, Leanne.
Morning.
All right, Leanne. Mario impression.
Luigi.
I'm pretty sure that's actually Luigi. But Leanne, we'll give it to you anyway. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Well done, Leanne.
Thanks.
Bye.
One more.
All right, last player. You know what we always do for the last player, Fiona?
No.
We always have to get them to do one specific question.
Okay. Here
we go. It's always the best one.
Right.
Here we go. Calling you Louise.
Hello, Louise.
Number ends in 08. Louise, good morning. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Morning, Louise.
Yay.
All right, Louise, you're the last player of the day, so you got to do it. You know what? You got to do it. Do a sneeze.
Achoo.
Oh, beautiful.
Louise,
classy.
Congratulations. You've just won yourself IMC Cinema Passes. Have a great day.
Excellent.
Well, happy Friday.
Bye, happy Friday.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's freebie. Spin's fully charged is on. Waking you up with McDonald's. Start your day the Mac Cafe way, made with 100% fresh Arabica beans. Spin. 1038. Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. 9:03 on Friday morning. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. What's happening?
Good morning. How are you doing? That was cute in the news just there. The girl who, instead of money for her communion, she wanted everyone to donate pet food to the local shelter.
Stop.
How cute is that?
That's
some real Catholic values there.
It really, my God.
Would you have ever?
What age are you making your communion at? Like
7 or 8, yeah.
I wouldn't have the empathy, I don't think. To
no, you would not have been able to prize the communion money from my little white gloved hands. I was holding on to that for dear life.
All right. It's Friday and we have a little task for you. We want you to choose the last song of the show. It is Emma, Dave or Fiona in a WhatsApp to 0877111038. We're all going to go through our choices. You pick your favourite one and you vote for what song we'll play at the end of the show.
All right.
Emma's not here, but she has left us this.
Good morning to you all at Fully Charged this morning. I am not here. I am in Italia, but I pick my favorite Italian DJ for one more tune this morning. His name is Gigi D'Agostino.
Yeah.
The song is In My Mind. If you want to vote for me, it's Emma in a WhatsApp to 0877111038. Vote for me, please.
I love that she had to drop it for the numbers.
But sorry, like, she's come on leaps and bounds doing accents.
She just needed to go to Italia. So now for any accent, she needs to go to the place. She needs to feel it in her bones. I know this is meant to be a competition, but I want her to win. I don't care. I love that so much.
So that's Emma's choice. It is Gigi D'Agostino.
In the, my mind.
In my mind. All right, I have gone for this. Is Banners and Someone to You. If you want that to play as the last song of the show, it's Dave and a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Really taking the tone down with that one, Dave. Alright, let's get a bit of Irish music on the show. Seema, take a sexy picture. If you want to do along the TikTok dance that's huge at the moment. I did the butcher.
I love that.
I did the baker. I did the home and the holiday maker. Okay, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 0877111038.
All right, those choices again. Emma has gone for Gigi D'Agostino and In My Mind. That's Emma in a WhatsApp. I have gone for Banners and Someone to You. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I have gone for Seema, take a sexy picture of me. That is Fiona in a WhatsApp to 0877111038.
On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Miles Smith, nice to meet you. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's just myself and Fiona. Actually, no, wait, hold on. There are two beautiful people sitting in the studio. Is that... Oh my God, it's Jamie and Faye!
Hey! Thank you.
I love the way Jamie clapped himself.
I love he's clapped back himself.
I'm trying to add that ambiance to the background. You know what I mean?
You've been here years. Give me a second.
No, Jamie, we really want to know. How have you been doing?
I'm not too bad.
Yeah,
no, sorry, that was a joke. I wasn't
I was like, wait, is there more to this question? What's going to be said?
No, we do want to ask you both what your thoughts are on the housing crisis and how would solve it. It was our main question.
Well, before we do that, we should introduce who they are first. Do you know what I mean? Because these are your new entertainment every single night, every evening, weeknights. It's Monday to Thursday, 7 to 10. It's Jamie and Faye. And Saturday, 10 to midday as well.
Don't forget that one now.
Yeah,
the important one as well. Well, lads, welcome. And Faye, Jamie, you've been around for a while, but Faye, welcome. If you're 2 weeks on the show, is it?
Just 2 weeks. It's
She's
going
just
great.
A baby.
I'm just a little baby.
You're so small.
Jamie's like my daddy. Or my
oh, Lord.
It's
all coming out there now.
I thought it might take a bit longer to get the daddy mention, but I'm supportive.
We were only talking.
Late night show.
There's certain people who say daddy for their actual father.
No.
And I think you're one of those people. How are your daddy?
No, so I danced until I was 12 and 12 then I started getting really old. Imagine being like 13. It was first year in secondary school. 13. No. I was like, daddy, you didn't remember to collect me from the school. And then people would look at me and be like, oh, so strange. And I was like, I had to train myself to say dad.
Say dad.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie, are you a dad?
I'm still a daddy man. At 26 years of age, I'm like, daddy, will you collect me from work, please?
Guys, no, you're not.
Shivers down my spine.
We know that you're the late night people. Guys, into some freaky stuff. Okay, so I'm kind of relieved about this because now it means that I'm no longer the new person.
Oh, I'm so new, yeah.
And no one's going to even be looking at me anymore when I literally don't know anything about how radio works. And every day I talk over songs, I talk over the news. Yeah. I absolutely haven't learned how to do anything.
Let's normalise that though.
Normalise? Guys, normalise being bad at your job. Yeah, get it trending. Yeah,
I need that for our shows. I talk over everything.
I love it.
Over the cash machine and everything.
That's
and
what,
I jump
how
over
important
Jamie.
Is that?
I'm doing it
like,
now, sorry.
No, it's great. No, it's great. Two fresh personality hires in the door.
Two
I love it.
Comedians.
Two fresh comedians. From comedian
just,
to
just
comedian.
Just two lads dealing with them. Two boys just happy to be here.
Two skilled workers on the front
yeah,
line.
Mix and music.
Very important. So, Faye, a comedian, I want to know, two comedian, I want to know, what is your biggest trauma?
Oh, we're going in deep, are we?
Let's.
So it all started when I was two. When my mother left, no.
No,
I'm
it's
joking.
Hard. It's tough going. No, yeah. People have to buy tickets to hear that kind of stuff, to be fair. That is
yeah,
yeah.
You're
at the
for free.
We love
I
it.
Think the trauma is wanting, make trying to make people laugh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It is. No, of
it's
course.
Traumatizing.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, so when I started on the show, I was subject to a bit of hazing. There's a lot of workplace bullying happening yeah. in this company. I don't know if you've noticed that yet, Faye.
Yeah.
So when I started, there was a big monthly meeting, like, and I was tasked, the listeners actually got involved with this. They sent in words that I had to add in somehow to this meeting. So Casey from Red FM interviewed us and he had to be like, oh, Fiona, like, how are you getting on? You know, and I had to fit in these insane
our listener
words.
Suggested words and they were horrendous. Jamie, I don't know if you remember the meeting because you probably were.
I hope you had it on mute. I hope most people did.
I don't remember any meeting.
Okay. That's good. Hey,
I don't remember the last time I turned up to a meeting.
Do you have the little mega mix of the words
oh,
there?
Oh, yeah. Have a listen to this.
Balderdash.
Shamalama ding dong.
Bunyan.
Lacey Knickers.
Jiminy Cricket.
Cuba Bleeding Dudin.
She had to add them all into her speech. Into
and in
her,
the end.
Interview.
Casey actually cut me off because he was like, she's clearly having some sort of episode. I had like the answers to three questions prepared. So there's so many words that I ended up not getting to say. So we were thinking, why don't we get Faye to say these
okay.
tomorrow morning, Saturday morning's show on Spin.
Oh.
So I unfortunately did not get to say bunion.
Okay, so if you could add bunion in.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Jamie, while we go through these words, have a think of a word you would like to say.
Yeah, yeah, because we're going to get you to say.
That's an easy one, though. I can just talk about my own bunions.
Well, there you go. Yeah. There you go. That's problem solved. I didn't get to say Jiminy Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket.
And I also did not get to say Shamalama Ding Dong.
Okay, that's grand.
Okay, then, no, it yeah, actually is. I'm making it pretty yeah. easy. So, Jamie, would you like to add a word to that list?
I just want you to add the word hot dog into a random sentence.
Okay.
Hot dog. Okay. Hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity
oh,
dog.
Hot diggity dog,
yeah, I like that. With the daddy on the end of it. It has to be the daddy at the end of it.
No, that's it. That's a binding in a court of law. Okay, so we will check back in on that on Tuesday because it's the bank holiday this weekend. So we've got Bunyan, Jiminy Cricket, Shamalama Ding Dong and Hot Diggity Dog Daddy.
Mm.
Rolls straight off the tongue.
You better listen live though.
Obviously,
yeah.
Jamie and Faye, stick around with us while we play a brand new from Calvin Harris. This is Blessings on Spin. Good morning. This is Spin, fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just myself and Fiona. And we're also joined because we were so lonely. We missed Emma so much. So Jamie and Faye have joined us.
Woo!
Brand new entertainment every single night, weekdays from Monday to Thursday, 7 to 10, and Saturday as well.
Yes.
From 10 till midday. Guys, thank you very much for sticking around.
Is there flow?
Yeah, we're exhausted from, like, keeping the nation alive.
Yeah. I know, you know, literally.
We're That's... saying that while these guys are up at literally, like, 4 a.m. every day, and we're in the evening times at, like, 7.
We were going to say that. You guys usually rock in the evening time. How does it feel to be up, out, and at the crack of dawn at this hour? Well, it's 9 a.m. now. So
yeah, no, it's fine. I've already been up since 4 doing hot yoga and Pilates and yeah,
making smoothies.
She's a
putting tallow on my face,
of course, yes. And scraping the tongue.
Actually, sorry to interrupt. Lucy from upstairs gets up at 3 a.m. in the morning.
She's sick for.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, she's not well.
There's some crazy stuff going
yeah.
on.
Anyways, back to the
that curly blow dry doesn't.
Oh,
blow dry.
She needs to take a day off. She must be wrecked
for sure. So it is. So you're well. You're comfortable with this a.m. time.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie and Faye, obviously your weeknight show 7 to 10 every single day, and you have started something that we love in radio, the secret sound.
Mm.
Can we play it?
Yes, yeah. Please
have
do.
Have a little listen.
Ooh.
Now, I have many things that
yeah.
I think this is.
Throw
so I'm going to throw them out. I've heard you're the only person who knows the answer.
Yeah, me and the boss man, Nicholas. I mean, we had to team up and, you know, like be like secret clan with this one and, you know, just kind of...
Let's leave the new girl out. Yeah.
You do seem like you tell us.
I would have texted you last night.
Yeah, Liz, you obviously have a good poker face, Jamie. Like, you can like hold serious when people violently don't know what it is.
Well, there's that. And then there's when Faye goes to take a guess and she kind of is like close enough. And I'm like, maybe we should stop guessing and just leave it to the people. All right. You know what I mean?
Have a listen one more time. Here's what I think it is. I think it's one of those things at the back of your phone.
This man didn't check the incorrect guesses on the Spin website because that is not it.
No, it is. There are 10 of them up there.
I thought when you gave me the eyes there that I just ruined the whole
thing.
I thought it was that thing at the back of your phone and you pull it off a window. And
you know, it's a really good guess.
It is a good guess.
A lot of people think, and it sounds like each individual suction cup just coming off the wall.
It's not that.
Okay. Someone said it was Perry the Platypus.
That's neat.
Yeah, I know. But it's not it.
I kind of think it's, you know, when you are waiting to check in on a flight and you kind of flick your passport because it kind of has like kind of hard pages like that.
Yeah, I don't think it's heavy enough though.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I love it. It's giving me goosebumps.
It is.
So that's your secret sound. You play it every single day?
Every single day.
What have you got up for grabs if someone guesses it?
Two nights stay in Langton's, the heart of Kilkenny, where you can listen to live music at the set bar on this something, something, something for two nights live.
She's over at dinner one of the nights.
Dinner too.
I was going to say she has no even sheet in front of her. That's very impressive. But then I was like, okay, girl.
The ad read is not ad reading.
So we thought you have been getting to know each other over the past few weeks, but we were wondering how well. So we're going to play a good old fashioned game. It's like a mix of Mr. and Mrs. / who's more likely. So we have printed off some stunning pictures of you guys. Very up-to-date new pictures right here. So you will hold up. You have printed off a picture of you, Faye, and you, Jamie. Okay. So based on who you think is more likely, you can just hold up each one. We love to do visual stuff on the radio, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Hold the picture up to the microphone.
We love a visual gag. Absolutely love it.
God, I was so blonde, wasn't I?
When did you go blonde?
Yeah, I was blonde for ages, but you know, it was too expensive.
This is a photo from you on the Late Late Show.
The Late Late Show.
Bragging. Where are you in that one, Jamie?
I'm upstairs beside the kitchen.
Equally as glad.
There you go, yeah.
He's on the Ray Darcy show.
He's on the Den TV. Okay, who is more likely to bring smelly food into the studio?
I'm going to say Faye.
Have you brought in some funky bits?
Both of them have put up a picture of Faye.
Yeah.
Now, she hasn't done it yet, but I feel like you could have the potential to do it someday.
She's one of those people who eats like healthy stuff.
Yes. Yeah. You're mad for the fit. What are they called? The fit foods?
Yeah. Jamie doesn't eat then.
No, I have the vending machine. That's my place to go.
A bit of cocoa noodle and vending machine. Yeah,
all the lads on radio don't eat. I feel like Dave and Callum are the same. Yeah. I'm always hoofing.
It's called
usually
trauma.
Quite smelly stuff in.
It is.
All right. Okay.
Right. Next question.
Who's more likely to have a SpongeBob quote in their Instagram bio?
3, 2, 1, go.
Ah, yous know each other well.
Yeah,
both said Jamie. Jamie. Why would you be more likely?
Because I do. Here lies Squidward's hopes and dreams.
Oh, my Christ.
I didn't know that.
It's a real chirpy one as well, isn't it? We love that. Okay, who is more likely to make painfully awkward small talk with caller?
I know who it is on our show.
Hey,
it is Jamie for both of these.
And you're kind of long in the tooth in terms of this industry. What kind of, can you pick us some of the worst bits, some of the worst things you've said?
Well, it's more just like, you know, I think sometimes like you get certain callers on and sometimes they feel like they don't want to be here.
Recently. Go on, tell them. There was one caller on recently.
And what, they just didn't want to talk to us?
They didn't really want to talk. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to go hell for leather now and just talk at them.
That's good.
And it works.
And then there's me like, teehee, being like, how's your day? And the person's fine. And I keep it going for some reason, but I don't have to with it.
Teehee lol is always good. Last one. Who's more likely to post a fit check on the Spinstagram?
As in your outfit of the day.
OOTD.
Faye, very good. Not one did you disagree on.
I know. We know each other too well.
You guys are cute.
A beautiful relationship.
Thanks. I love it.
Jamie and Faye, you can catch them weeknights from 7, Monday to Thursday and Saturdays as well, 10 to midday for the Secret Sound to win that unbelievable prize as well. Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks,
guys. Thank you for getting
love
us.
Huge fan of your work.
Raven. We're funny.
Good morning.
Get ready.
Spin 103X Golden Days. Hey, yeah.
All right, let's get you away on holidays, will we? Thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Yeah, the golden ticket. Let's play with Kira. Hi, Kira.
Oh, hello. How are you?
We're good. Not too bad. Kira, what are you at for the day?
I'm working from home at the moment.
What
is it that you do, Kira?
I work in sales.
Can you give us any more info? What are you selling?
Basically, boxes.
What? I was only thinking I'm in need of a box.
I would never in a million years have guessed you are sitting at home selling boxes. What kind?
I don't want to overcomplicate it, so I'll undercomplicate it.
Yeah. Obviously, she probably like sells computers, but she's like, they wouldn't be able to deal with that kind of information. I sell square things.
And Kira, tell us this. When's the last time you were on holidays?
I'm just back about 3 weeks ago from Mallorca.
From Mallorca, very nice.
Working on the base town.
There was about 10 of us that went for a birthday.
Wow. That sounds incredible.
Okay, so you need a bit more of a chill holiday, just yourself and whatever lucky person you go with.
Yeah, definitely.
Me, if you want, but also no worries.
All right, Kira. Let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yeah, I have.
You have? Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs and artists are going to play?
Five.
That's it, Kira. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Kira.
Super, yeah, perfect.
And now listen, you know what? We have a little bit of a surprise for you today, Kira, because producer Callum is off. So we have boss Nick in studio as the adjudicator of the golden ticket because producer Callum doesn't trust us.
Guys, full transparency, I'm bricking it over here. I walked in and Dave said, have you got a timer? And I went,
he's got the clock app open on his phone and he's just sweating.
Guys, this is live real time. I'm experimenting with which setting on the alarm app is going to work best.
Christ.
So, you know what, Kara? I think you're getting this holiday. Yeah. He's probably going to set the clock for about 3 minutes.
Add another 10 seconds.
Look, I probably will and I won't even know it. So anyway, best of luck to you, Kira.
All right, Kira, the best of luck. Here we go. I can't believe producer Callum doesn't trust us enough.
Trusts me is more surprising.
Here we go, Kira. Let's go for 25 seconds on the clock and song one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Swap.
Okay, all right, let's swap it out. Boss Nick, what do you do here?
Right, so we've gone back to 25 seconds.
Well done. Well,
I'm so glad you swapped at the start because it made it really easy.
It did, to be fair. Kira, you're doing amazing.
You swapped it out. That was Ed Sheeran's new one, Azizam. But that's all right. It's like a brand new game, so you don't have to worry about it at all. It'll never come up for the rest of the game. Here we go with a brand new song one. Back to 25 seconds on the clock, and it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather.
Stop it.
Yes, very good. I'm going to say you got that in 4 seconds.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Boss Nick?
All right, it's 20 seconds left on the clock.
But it just went to 20.
Slow thumbs over here.
Okay. Slow thumbs. Slow thumbs, Nick. That's what they call them.
Which is not a Niall Horan song.
No, don't worry. No, don't. This isn't eating up your time, Kira.
Oh, no, don't worry.
She's like,
I meant just pressing the button.
Oh, yeah. No, you're all good.
He's too triggered. Happy, I think.
You have 20 seconds left for 4 songs.
Very good. If
my maths is correct, that's 5 seconds per song. I think you're going to absolutely fly it.
Here we go, Kira. Let's go for song 2. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. It's
fine. It's cool. Caperone, a good look, babe.
Stop the clock.
Oh, amazing. You got that in 4 seconds. So that was incredible. So you've got 16 seconds left for 3 songs, Kira.
Very good, Kira. Perfect. I like it. Get this one and we'll be halfway through. Song 3 with how many seconds left?
16.
16 seconds left on the clock. Song 3 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. There's a place in my heart when
it all comes crashing down.
Like when you don't really care about something, what would you say? There's a place
that I go. I don't care.
Kind of.
3, 2.
I don't know what it is.
Here. That's Nick's fault now.
I was just getting the hang of it as well.
The vibes were terrible in here.
It was Kygo and Ava Max, Kira, and the song was called Whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, yeah. I don't know that at all.
So. Kira, listen, that was absolute mayhem. So we can't give you the holiday, but we will send you out some IMC Cinema passes just for your hassle.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
Listen, Kira, thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks, Kira.
Super, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was wild.
God, it really was.
I love it.
I honestly thought she was kind of going to get it. Just yeah, out of pure, like, things are going to go wrong.
Mistake.
Yeah, yeah.